This proved extremely difficult to obtain, partly because he was so busy at the studio that he never had time to focus his attention on the many versions of the manuscript. He swore he wasn't dragging his feet to make certain that the movie appeared before the book, which it did by several months in spring 1968. Considering its complex and agonizing gestation, it's not surprising the novel differs from the movie in several respects. Most important, and how lucky this was, we could never have guessed at the time, Stanley decided to rendezvous with Jupiter, whereas in the novel, the spaceship Discovery flew onto Saturn, using Jupiter's gravitational field to boost it on its way. Precisely this perturbation mover, as it's called, was used by the Voyager spacecraft 11 years later.